In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almost all of us here today are converts from a tradition, and I'll call it one tradition, even though there are many fragments of that tradition. They're more similar than they are different. And one of the reasons is the point that I have in mind, and that is this. In that tradition, what's most important is that you have the right doctrine, the right teaching. And if you have the right doctrine and the right teaching, then you know that you will be saved. You will not go to hell. And we come into orthodoxy, and orthodox means right faith, right worship, or right teaching, right doctrine even. And at first that may satisfy us. In our Protestant hearts, we know that we have found the best that is offered on the smorgasbord, the best on the buffet table. This is the one that fulfills all of the nutritional requirements. It dots all the I's and crosses all the T's. And you can use your mind and your understanding and your ability to learn to see that here is the fullness of the Christian faith and Christian teaching. And just at that point, it is possible for us to stop and continue as Protestant Orthodox Christians, because we've found the right faith, we've found the right teaching. And if we are willing to do all the things that Orthodox do, then certainly everything is all right. But hopefully all of us have realized by now that that's not the way it is. That's not the reality of things. One of the things that is most amazing to me is the degree to which the people of the world's religions are the same. Now you can study the difference between the world's religions, between Christianity and Hinduism and Buddhism and Confucianism and Taoism and all the rest. And there are differences, interesting differences. And the revelation of God, God's self-revelation to us, is only found in a few. And the fullest self-revelation is only found in the Christian faith. That's true. That difference is there. But a person who is not following actively the Orthodox Christian faith, or the Roman Catholic faith, or the teachings of one of the Protestant denominations, or the teachings of Hinduism or Buddhism or Confucianism or Taoism or any of the world's religions, Sikhism, they're all pretty much alike. However, their beliefs and traditions may differ. As human beings, they're all pretty much the same. And it's as true of Orthodox Christians as it is of anyone else. And yet, we want to be triumphal. We want to somehow take the superiority of God incarnate and his perfect humanity, the fullness of his divinity, and his revelation of himself to us in pride, even though we may not be doing very much about it. We may not be living the life that Christ made possible for us to live. We may essentially be pretty much the same as anyone else who is not practicing their spiritual path. And I don't understand why we don't realize that. It even gets to the point that people blame wars on religion. We're two groups of religious people, supposedly religious people, neither of whom is following their teachings or traditions, get into a war, and they blame the religions that they are not practicing for the war. It's bizarre. the number of divisions that exist in the world amongst people that are supposedly based on the religious differences between human beings, when all of us are pretty much the same. We don't follow the highest teaching. We don't follow the highest understanding. We don't follow the highest truth. And even if we make the effort to discover what is, as a matter of fact, the highest truth, once we've found it, we ignore it, just like every other human being who is not practicing their faith. The man who came to Jesus was a lawyer. And so he was looking for the legal minimum to qualify. That's what he was looking for, in order that he could justify himself. The terms should be perfectly familiar to us, the matter of legal justification. And Jesus asked him what he found in the scripture. And the man said that we are called to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, strength, and our neighbor as ourself. And Jesus told him, do this and you will live. Do this and you will have eternal life. Imagine that. What is there of the crucifixion and resurrection in what he told this man? The Christian faith goes beyond what he told the man was necessary in order for him to have eternal life. But he knew his man. He knew the man was a lawyer. And he knew he would push it just a little bit further. That's important. It's important that we realize that Jesus knew exactly the man that he was dealing with. And so the man asked the inevitable question, but who is my neighbor? Now, in the Christian faith, we are all neighbors. We can't draw a line that stops at orthodoxy or Christianity or some national or ethnic distinction. Your neighbor is every other human being who is created in the image and likeness of God. And so Jesus tells the man the parable of the Good Samaritan. In the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, Peter says, I see that God is no respecter of persons, but that in every nation, those who fear God and do righteousness, he finds acceptable. Now, there's something beyond that, something that is revealed in Christ, something that reveals to us the real meaning of the fear of God and righteousness. Christian fear of God takes into account that we are missers of the mark of being human beings as God has revealed to us what a human being is in himself incarnate. And we need to stand in fear of the fact that we are not the beings that God created. And if we love him, then we will follow Christ, and the righteousness that we seek will be his righteousness. This man's not a Christian yet, so he doesn't know all that. But we are Christians, and we know it. And what fear of God have we confronted by the true human being? Jesus, the Christ, whom we can be like, given humility and a death to our putting ourselves in the place of God in the egotistical way that every human being finds a way to follow, it seems like, every human being who has not followed this Christian path. What Jesus told the man was necessary for eternal life. Perhaps it cannot be fulfilled fully except by a Christian. But we know as Orthodox Christians that this is a matter of a dynamic movement. If you are moving in that direction, you are moving toward God. You are moving toward God through Christ. So even at the beginning, Christ is involved. Confucius could have agreed with what Jesus told the man is necessary for eternal life. He had figured that out. It's something that human beings know about. But as Christians, as Orthodox Christians, we are called to fear God with full knowledge of who He is, what He is like, and what He has made it possible for us to do. Father Lev Gillet says that the story of the Good Samaritan isn't told to contrast the inhumanity of the priest and the Levite with the generosity of the Samaritan. The story is told to emphasize the reality of things to us, that our neighbor, the person who is our neighbor, has nothing to do with our nation or our race or our faith. This Father Lev Gillet says has nothing to do with our faith. Our neighbors include those who are not just non-Orthodox, but those who are not Christian. We can't draw the line and say, but this person is foreign to me because he is a Muslim or she is a Hindu or a Sikh. Our neighbor, the lesson is, according to Father Lev Gillet, is whoever crosses our path. God is behind the things that happen in our life. We can't dig in and say, I am no longer in control of my life. This other person has come in and created a situation that I cannot accept. Who are we rejecting? Whose will are we rejecting? Not the will of this person who God has made our neighbor and put in our path. We are rejecting God's will on behalf of our own and refusing to live the life that God has given us to live by following Him. We have no fear of Him, of how He has revealed Himself to us. On Mount Tabor, when He was transfigured and our humanity revealed His divinity, no fear of Him. Instead, we fall back on the rejection of those that God has given us to make neighbors of. In so many ways, as nominal Orthodox Christians, we are much more similar to all of those of all of the world's religions who are not practicing their faith. We are more like them than we are like the saints that we come together to celebrate the divine liturgy with. But fortunately for us, all we need to do is to begin to repent, turn around, and begin moving in the same direction that they are moving in. That's all we need to do. That's all God asks of us. He doesn't ask that we get to stage 5 or 8 or 10, just that we repent and move in the right direction. And each time we find that we are no longer doing that, we repent again in humility and begin to move in the same direction as all of the saints. And for that reason, are one of them. Moving along with them. No room for triumphalism. No room for contrasting ourselves as Orthodox Christians against the other peoples of the world. All of us are on a level playing field when we start out. And any of us can repent and begin to move in that direction. And our responsibility is to witness to the world by our lives that is possible to do. And we do that by moving in that direction. We don't have to achieve stage 10 or 12 or 14, but we have to be humbly moving in that direction. And if we are doing that, then whomever God places in our path, we will recognize as our neighbor. And we will do all that we can for that person that God has given to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.